Hi and welcome to Outspoken. You're joined by journalists Sophie, Kate and Amy Torbett, and we are currently recording in our new podcast room. We are not in lockdown just as yet.
Well, I kind of am. My office has been closed. We haven't had any cases of COVID-19 from the staff, but they just suggested that we work from home, which I was quite excited about.
I feel like, I know it's a pretty scary world we're living in at the moment, but I feel like if I was back at school, I would just be hoping and praying the school got locked down.
Well, I was hoping, I really didn't think our office would close because we're only a staff of like 10, but there were a few people that I was sitting near that were starting to get coughs and sneezes and we were joking about it all week. But you know when you're joking, but you're actually pissed off?
Now, I'm glad that this lockdown hasn't happened yet because it was our birthday over the weekend and I think I would have died of boredom if we were at home for
that. Very selfish.
Well, it is selfish, but you know.
So I actually thought of you on our birthday, obviously, Sophie, and I know last year you were in a bit of a panic when Facebook disabled the ability to post on people's walls, of course, for birthday posts. What was worse, the corona world we're living in or Facebook momentarily shutting down on your birthday?
Oh, I do have to say corona has been worse. I was pretty frustrated.
To be fair though, I got more panicked messages about Facebook shutting down on our 30th birthday than the coronavirus.
Oh, it's been around for a few months now. It's not like they announced it on our birthday that corona was, you know,
town. Well, they did announce the day before that crowds of over 500 were cut, which has obviously affected a lot of sport and events.
Now, that's clearly why we had to shut down our 31st birthday, just crowds of 500. We just stuck with our bestie Owen coming along. So thank you for that, Owen, who's back in Adelaide.
And we did have a beautiful day. We were down, for anyone who's from Adelaide, we went down to Sidewood, which not a plug there, but it's a beautiful winery down there that's just opened.
And make the most of it in the next few days while you can if we do go into lockdown.
Talking about birthdays, I was lucky enough to get the most thoughtful present I think I've ever received from Reese. It was a painting of my cats Bentley and Gigi, and for anyone who knows, I've been missing them greatly because they now live with Amy because I've got a dog. So it was so funny, I opened them up and she has captured Gigi and Bentley so perfectly. Gigi's sitting there like this regal princess and then Bentley looks really shy. It's bloody hilarious. I'm going to pop up in our Instagram for anyone that's interested. I'll have to put a picture of the cat so you can see how well she captured them.
Now, where is this painting going? That's what I was quite surprised about. I thought Reese wouldn't want this in his house.
Yeah, well, he's got two basketball prints up at the moment. And I said, well, I think the cats can take one of their spots.
Well, we should probably move on. And obviously the coronavirus has been filling our news feeds. And we were wondering whether we should talk about it or focus on something else. But we wanted to look at it from the perspective of influencers and the pop culture world, because clearly it's affecting a lot of people. And we were thinking, well, how is it actually affecting influencers? Because there's been so many travel bans put in place, and there's also been a lot of influencers who are rushing back from overseas.
And for those who aren't across it, the PM, of course, ScoMo, has enforced Australia's strictest ever travel restrictions in an effort to curb the spread of this awful virus. So at the moment, passengers arriving from overseas will be required to self-isolate for 14 days, while cruise ships will be banned for docking for 30 days as well.
And this also includes citizens as
well. I thought for a sec you were going to say this, of course, includes influencers as well, because sometimes it seems like they're above these kind of viruses.
Well,
and
what I found interesting was I saw one influencer, Talia Skaines, who we talk a little bit about on the show before, and she and her boyfriend Mitch have been in Bali and she's been living it up. They have a villa there. And she said she was rushing back to get into the country before these laws sort of were enforced, which I didn't get because firstly, I think even if you got in at 10:30, you should still be self-isolating. Secondly, the borders aren't closing, which I sort of have a little bit of an issue with. I know it's extreme, but I think to shut the borders down is the most important thing, because how are we policing people to self-isolate? I've heard some laws that, you know, there's a $13,000 fine, but I find it hard to believe that they can really stop people from going out.
It's true. I don't know how they're supposed to police it. I mean, Scott Morrison made a lot of claims at the press conference that, you know, Australians will be Australians. And I feel like there was a lot of faith being put in the Australian population. And I mean, is it blind faith? I mean, if I came back, I know I would want to keep the elderly protected and I would stay home. But there's a lot of selfish people out there.
Well, you know, we obviously don't want to see scenes like we've seen in China when they're welding people into their houses. I mean, that's obviously the maximum. But, we, you know, we do really need to restrict people from moving around, because I feel like a lot of people are probably thinking, well, I'm not sick, but so maybe I can just pop down to the shop.
Well, back to Talia Skane. She's pretty much become a bit of a poster girl for travelling during the coronavirus. She's been featured on the Daily Mail in a number of newspaper articles for kind of shining a light on the way Bali is dealing with the virus. So she's been in the news because she was showing how in Bali they're taking people's temperatures at different nightclubs and the lengths that they're going to. And in her defense, she wasn't trying to get into the country before the ban was implemented. She was trying to get in before they closed the borders, which I actually personally do think is a real issue at the moment for a lot of travel influencers, and I think it was a smart move to come home.
But there was no talk of them closing the borders.
So well, they only had a few more days left of their holiday, so it was probably the smartest thing to do.
Well, it wasn't only Talia. I did see another influencer, Jade Twinchy, and she arrived back in the country at 10:30, and she put a question out to her followers, which I think has now been deleted, asking if then she still has to self-isolate and kind of acting as if she didn't want to.
Can I just say, what better person to have to self-isolate than an influencer? I mean, not to be rude, but most of them have a big amount of money coming in. They can do all of their work at home. I mean, imagine doing a video entitled "I got coronavirus" or "I'm in isolation." How many clicks would that get?
Yeah, I think the issue is that it's a lot more sophisticated, the industry now, and there are influencers that are losing big figures because they had a lot of travel planned, you know, $25,000 deals coming up.
Yeah, that's so right, because so many events and media trips have been cancelled at the moment, and also a lot of marketers are tightening their purse strings and not really wanting to spend at this time because, as you say, if we're all in lockdown, really, what are we going to be buying? Is the post service going to be available?
Well, I bloody hope so, because I have panic bought makeup. You know, there's people out there with toilet paper that I don't have. But makeup, I'm like, oh my gosh, I need that.
People might question why you need makeup if you're going to be in self-isolation.
Well, can I put it out there? I was like, oh great, I won't have to wear makeup because my work is in lockdown. And then they demanded that we do a Skype chat with video camera on.
Talking about panic buying, I did go to the shop yesterday because I did hear a rumor that the PM was going to announce a total lockdown of the country. Obviously, that didn't happen. But I did find it so interesting to see what other people were putting in their shopping trolleys. And I also found it interesting my own sort of mind frame, what I was sort of stockpiling to have over the next 2 weeks. What did you guys put in your trolleys?
We already have heaps of pasta and rice at home. So for me, I was going for more snacks. I mean, but I was with Reese and he is sort of not a panicker and he was kind of judging me. So the one thing I did buy in bulk was frozen berries because I love having smoothies.
Brandon's choices. So I don't know if they surprised me or what, but he bought all this tin spaghetti, which just looks revolting. And for some reason, so many packets of like Arnott's sweet biscuits.
One thing that's clever.
Yeah, it was funny because I called Sophie and she and Brandon had been at the shops already and she was like, we've got 7 packets of Alfredo pasta. We've got all this stuff. And I was like, we literally bought a lot of fresh food for the week. So we looked like we were, you know, crisis shopping. We definitely did add more things.
But that's the thing. It was weird, the psychology of it, because I was joking with Dale that we didn't want to look like we were one of those people panic buying. We were just like, oh, we're just on our normal shop up 15 pairs today.
Well, I feel like there were so many people like that. I found that the supermarket was eerily quiet. I can't remember hearing any music and people were kind of walking around like robots, like,
yeah,
and not trying to get, I mean, there was one man I saw and it really pissed me off because, you know, when you're not really meant to touch all the fruit and he was like touching everything.
Ugh. We didn't even put buy it, any fruit.
But he put it in his cart without any plastic. I know it's usually frowned upon, but I was putting plastic on everything. I'm like, I'm sorry.
It was so funny. When we were standing in the massive line to put our stuff through, we noticed this man panic buying condoms. And then he saw someone he knew in line and kind of was like trying to cover the fact.
Well, we were pretty embarrassed because we went into the IGA down the road and it's a very small shopping centre and we kind of know the people there, and I was trying to play off that
did you go in with your shorts inside out this time?
Not this time. I didn't go to Aldi anyway.
That's the one time people wouldn't have noticed. That's in right. Their buying frenzy.
Well, anyway, we were at the cash register and I was trying to act like pretty cool to the girl, like, yeah, this is a bit ridiculous, isn't it, because there were so many people there. Anyway, we got home and then we got some news from Kate that possibly everything might have been closing down and everyone might
potentially in the know.
Be in lockdown. So we went back to the shops and we said, oh, we better not go through that girl again. We'll go through self-service.
Well, you went twice.
Yeah, so as we're standing there picking out what ice creams we want for lockdown, she then walks past us and smirks.
Oh my God.
Well, I've really been enjoying seeing influencers go shopping because for me, the toilet paper is still out. We've got a couple of rolls left, but it's still, you know, not stocked back on the shelves. And I love seeing Maddie J. So he did a shot where he was on the toilet and he was zooming up on all these used toilet rolls. And then he had himself down at the supermarket looking for toilet paper. And I think he found some paper towel. And then he also suggested nappies, which was also one thing that Hamish Blake was suggesting a while ago. He put up a hilarious tweet saying it was an uncomfortable and expensive suggestion, but you know, times are tough.
The funny thing is, though, I feel like it's making everyone seem sort of on this level playing field now, because I've seen a few memes or people even just posting statuses about it. The fact that we've all gone to our sort of primal states of realizing that food and family are really important in this time. It just seems all so odd. It kind of feels like we're in a bit of a movie.
Well, people are even going on Facebook and creating groups where they're showing off about their stockpiling efforts.
Oh, so I love that.
At the moment, there's Aussie stockpiling, Aussie Stockpile Queens and Aussie Stockpiling for COVID-19. So all good groups maybe to get it, jump on board and show off about what you've purchased.
I'm sorry, I find that so selfish. I know we're talking about joking about stockpiling, but I really didn't stockpile. We spent about $200 and we normally spend about $150.
Ours was just like a regular shop, yeah, but we never got.
Well, talking about stockpiling and I suppose bringing it back to the influencer world, talking about, I suppose, how brands and different businesses are reacting to this new world, I did see a few influencers posting masks they'd been sent by Culture Kings, and it just cracked me up because it was influencer Jonathan Sauer, who is a friend of the show, and it was kind of like he was too cool to be wearing a normal mask. It had to be this like funky like black
one. The masks don't even do anything. You're only meant to wear a mask if you're actually infected.
Well, I had a look on the Culture Kings website, and on the 6th of March they posted this whole sort of promotion where a whole load of guys are wearing the masks, and they said that these masks were a free item with every purchase, and they mentioned get in quick because the resale value will be extreme.
That's ridiculous.
I know, it's so ridiculous. And people who've listened to this show will know I am a huge fan of Gary Vee and I love flipping things. And Gary Vee's actually had to release a video because a lot of people have been tagging him in posts where they're flipping items like hand sanitizer masks, and he's called it out saying it's absolutely disgusting and he doesn't encourage anybody to do so. What do you guys think of all of that?
Oh, I think it's outrageous. There was actually a man in Tennessee and he stockpiled 17,000 bottles of hand sanitizer and was selling them on Amazon and eBay at a obviously hugely inflated price. And he was actually banned from the platform. So now he's donated it and claimed that he didn't mean to do it. I mean, I just think it's so wrong. It's cashing in on people's fear. And if people just, I mean, I know we were joking about stockpiling things just before, but if people were actually acting normally, there would be enough food and toilet paper and hand sanitizer to go around for everyone. People are just being greedy.
Well, I agree with what Amy was saying about those masks. I think it's absolutely vile that brands are taking advantage of this situation and trying to make a quick buck from
it. Look, I don't know if I think it's vile about Culture Kings. I think it's vile for people to go to supermarkets and stockpile hand sanitizer and then try and sell it for some inflated price. I think it's strange to look at the way people are now marketing. Some might say it's a really clever marketing tactic to be putting out the masks because that's what people are trying to get in and they look kind of cool. I don't know if I think it's vile. I think it's just odd.
From my understanding though, don't you have to throw the masks out once you're done?
I don't know. I'm actually not sure.
I don't think it's meant to be something that's kept.
They're meant to be for people who have coronavirus, as in you're meant to wear them to conceal your germs. They don't actually work very well unless it's a filtered mask.
And talking about people throwing stuff out, former supermodel Naomi Campbell has taken things to the next level. Now, she is a serial germaphobe. And last week, she was pictured on her Instagram wearing a hazmat suit from Amazon at the airport. As well as this suit, she had a Burberry cape, which she used as sort of a blanket to cover herself in on the plane. Anyway, so she's put this up on Instagram and someone has commented thinking that it was a regular blanket from the plane, saying, oh, well, sucked in, you know, you're going to catch germs from that. They hardly clean them. She has replied saying that she actually chooses to throw out her Burberry items and blankets that she uses straight in the bin when she arrives in the airport. So this was a $4,000 Burberry coat that was thrown out.
Yeah, and I mean, with all these influencers on social media spreading messages about the coronavirus, it's sort of getting to a point where it's a little bit dangerous, particularly when influencers are trying to cash in on the hysteria. there was a Bachelor contestant from America, Crystal Nielsen, and she went onto her Instagram story to share information that she'd heard from a doctor on TV talking about how talking about how children aren't affected by the coronavirus because they don't have the inflammation caused by alcohol and sugar and smoking. She then proceeded to push her own workout plan that would help others. And I just think that's so wrong.
Yeah, well, Miranda Kerr's also been slammed because she recently posted to her 12 million Instagram followers promoting a virus protection guide. Now, this was actually created by the man who has been promoting celery juice.
Oh, so that fuckwit that has no scientific background.
Yeah, so his name is Anthony Williams. And as you said, Kate, he has no medical qualifications at all. And his advice come from theories that he says are from communications with God. So Miranda shared this 33-page guide, which primarily focused on which foods to avoid and which ones to prioritize. It claimed that eggs are probably the worst thing you should eat because apparently, according to him, eggs carry a lot of viruses. He also prescribed celery juice, which was no surprise, and cucumber juice to fend off viruses.
Can you imagine someone going through the shops and they just have a whole trolley of bloody celery?
Well, he also recommended all these weird supplements, including cat claws and lemon balm.
Where the hell do you get that from?
These people are just full of shit.
Is anyone else besides me getting really confused about the symptoms of coronavirus? Because I've read so many different articles, and obviously a lot of the symptoms are the same as if you have a cold or the flu. And now I'm even more confused because Richard Wilkins from Channel 9, he's been diagnosed with having coronavirus because he ran into Tom Hanks's wife, dancer Rita Wilson. And now he's obviously in self-isolation, but he's been saying he has absolutely no symptoms. And I feel really sorry for him because I kind of feel like now that we're moving into this stage where people are being named as victims of coronavirus, well, not victims, but sufferers of coronavirus, there is this real embarrassment.
There's also a lot of shame associated with the fact that you might shut down a whole office or infect people. I saw also that Scott Pendlebury is currently being tested. I mean, imagine the turmoil that will put the AFL in.
Well, that's exactly what's happened with Richard Wilkins because he's effectively shut down the Fitzy and Whipper show because he went in there and did an interview. And he's also suspended, I believe he's suspended filming of Dancing with the Stars, or at least put his son, who's on the show, Christian, into self-isolation with his dance partner. I mean, how embarrassing. As in, I mean, he shouldn't be embarrassed, but you personally would just feel so bad. Well, and then, of course, he's met up with Olivia Newton-John and also Paul Hogan, who Paul Hogan's in his 80s, so he's at real risk
of getting Newton-John's got cancer, so that's I think that's so right. Shame is a really good word because I feel shamed to cough anywhere, even if it's obviously not a contagious cough. I saw Chelsea from The Bachelor. She recently shared that she held a cough in for so long on public transport because she didn't want anyone staring at her and giving her a dirty look.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. And I saw a really great post from Taylor Swift, and she was saying, look, I don't think people are listening. Like, you've got to stop going to parties. You've got to stop going out for things that aren't necessary. And we've got to start being less selfish.
I think what has been arising a lot, though, is the fact that people are getting their back up about influencers kind of preaching that everyone must stay home when everyone isn't in that privileged position. As you say, lots of workplaces are still open. People have to make money. So there has been a lot of the word white privilege being thrown around with a lot of these influencers because, you know, they make a lot of money for being at home day to day. And not everyone has the income to just give up work and stop working.
I agree to some extent, but we've also just been talking about how the whole influencer industry is being rocked by the fact that they can't travel. So I feel like half the time they're at home, half the time they're traveling. So I feel they are feeling the full effects of it, but nowhere near to the extent that nurses and doctors and other industry, you know, teachers, I mean, obviously, I think the best thing would be to shut the schools down, but then the implications on the workforce are tremendous. So it's just so hard to know what to do.
Well, I mean, I saw a post about Cristiano Ronaldo, how he is self-isolating in some mansion that overlooks the beach. I'm just saying a lot of these people, perhaps maybe I should say celebrities instead of influencers, are in a very privileged position. I saw one of the Veronicas posting about how she and her husband are self-isolating and just urging that everyone else do the same thing. I just think if you're not a celebrity with heaps of money in the bank, it is quite a difficult decision.
Do you think self-isolating is going to be the new trend, like the new buzzword? Because I've seen a lot of memes and viral videos about how good a self-isolating is, and you just get to watch Netflix and stuff?
Well, it's basically like being in your 30s is self-isolating most weeknights.
The thing is, you've got to feel for people who have businesses as well. I mean, like Sophie and I, we're a partnership and we're our only employees. So we don't receive any benefits from the government. And as you said, I mean, of course, we would love to sit here and self-isolate, but when you've got bills that you need to pay, how are you expected to do that without any government assistance? I've just seen on my phone, it's popped up, that the Western Australian government has actually implemented all of this funding. Apparently they've frozen mortgage payments. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in the next couple of days, whether the South Australian and Victorian and everywhere else does it.
And that's exactly what the Italian government have done as well. I found it very positive that the Australian government followed in the fantastic footsteps of the New Zealand government to enforce the self-isolation. So let's hope that these good ideas keep rolling through across the country.
Now, of course, you mean self-isolating if you've come in from overseas on a flight.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I think we should wrap this up on a bit of a high, as obviously it's an awful topic, but I feel like it's good to have a bit of humor when you're dealing with awful things. Now, if you guys were sent into lockdown tonight and you could pick two people that you wanted to self-isolate with that were celebrities or influencers, who would they be?
Taylor Swift. And...
would it be in their house or your house?
Oh, it could be a destination of your choosing. Maybe where Cristiano Ronaldo is.
Oh, well, that makes a difference. So we're picking a destination and an influencer.
I'm just saying it doesn't have to be at your house. It could be in a, you know, nice.
Well, I'm trying to think of someone that would cook really good food.
Like a Jamie Oliver or a Nigella Lawson.
Sarah's Day and Taylor Swift.
To be fair, though, Sarah's Day's food's like ultra healthy.
Oh, so that's great. So you won't get fat. Everyone's saying everyone's going to get fat.
That's what you need in this kind of crisis. Someone who can turn those chickpeas and mung beans into something.
What about Sarah's Day and then Steph Claire Smith to train you?
I literally was just about to say that.
Yeah, I think if we're going Aussie, Steph Claire Smith and Sarah's Day.
When you said lockdown, it just reminded me that apparently production of Big Brother is already going ahead. I don't know if you guys know this, but Big Brother is actually being pre-filmed.
That blew my mind because not even Love Island's pre-filmed.
So obviously all of that's going along now. So they're in self-isolation really. Hey, and they don't
know. It's pre-filmed. Is that because we're not voting?
Yeah. And so, I mean, I wonder if it's going to be really manipulated this year because they've got so much editing they can do.
Sometimes it's boring.
But when did filming take place?
Well, apparently I think it was like a month ago. So they don't really know the ramifications of the coronavirus and everything that's happening. And apparently Channel 7 have chosen not to tell them.
But to be fair, filming might have to stop of the show. If everyone's going to be self-isolating, they're not going to allow the film crew and...
Do you know what's pretty disturbing? Because yesterday, Brandon and I kind of self-isolated and we...
I saw you yesterday.
You were at the shops, you just said. You said you went to two shops.
Oh, we spent the whole afternoon at home, basically.
That's literally just a normal Sunday afternoon for most people.
Anyway, we flicked on Netflix and the shows that were trending were quite disturbing because they were all about...
pandemic?
Doomsday, pandemic. And then we flicked on this lighthearted... I can't remember what it's called, but it's got Ali G in it. And Rebel Wilson. And the whole premise of the show was about someone letting off a virus that was going to kill the whole world. And we were like, what the hell?
That pandemic show was actually created before the coronavirus. And it's quite scary. I haven't watched it, but I saw the preview. And it's talking about how scientists were predicting that there will be a pandemic at some point and saying it'll be interesting to see how the world reacts to it, considering we're so interconnected now.
I'm sorry, but who are these sickos that are watching it? Don't you want to watch Netflix to take your mind off things?
To be fair, I actually thought about watching that. What is it? The one with the people prepare for the end of the world? Because I've seen it before.
Doomsday.
The Doomsdayers. I was going to watch that. Why? To get a few tips on, you know, what to put in my stockpile cupboard.
The thing I don't get is it's not a doomsday because people aren't actually just like dropping dead from it. For most, it's like the common cold. It's more just a precautionary thing so we protect the vulnerable people.
As this great meme said, I mean, our grandparents went to war. All we've got to do is sit on the couch and hope this thing will sort itself out.
Another great meme has been the one that says, is 2020 being managed by the same organizers of the Fyre Festival?
Well, I also saw that one that was listing all the shit things that have happened this year, like the bushfires, Kobe Bryant dying, and just saying, what the hell is going on? Can we restart the year?
Wasn't someone referring that, can someone stop playing Jumanji now?
Yeah, I saw that one too. Well, I feel like we could talk about this all day, but we'll wrap it up now. Thank you very much for tuning in to this special edition of Outspoken.
Now, we do have a plan in place. If we do go into lockdown, we're going to be having to call from our phones.
So Sophie will be controlling the podcast. So hopefully that doesn't happen.
And coming up on Thursday, we do have something to take your mind off this awful crisis at the moment. We'll be speaking all things relationships with our good friend and musician, Ella Germain.
Oh my God, talking about relationships, how funny. I keep seeing people likening Love is Blind to how people will now have to date during this pandemic from different rooms.
I have only started watching Love is Blind and I was just like, this is wild. I had no idea that they were supposed to be proposing. That boring scientist proposed. I was like, what the fuck?
If all work stops and everything comes to close, that's what I'll be doing in my self-isolation, watching Love is Blind.
Well, that's what Hilary Duff's been doing. She just finished watching it, which she loved. And then she's like, is there anything else? And I have not been able to find anything else. I did watch Cheer, which I can recommend. That was good.
Oh, I thought you were saying you're watching Cheers.
No, it's a doco on this cheerleading group.
Okay, maybe I'll have to watch that.
Anyway, well, thank you again for listening. If you did enjoy it, we'd love if you could share the podcast on your Insta story to let other people know about it.
And maybe share yourself in lockdown if you're currently in lockdown.
Yeah.
It's called self-isolation.
Self-isolation. I know, we keep calling it lockdown. It's if people are going to Big Brother house. And yeah, if you did enjoy the podcast, please leave us a positive review. Thank you so much for listening.